a beautiful bridge that brought people together. And when they left, they said, that's a great family to be part of. It. Yeah. Like any other family, we got some warts, and we got some bumps, and we got some pimples, but it's still quite a beautiful family. You show me anything any better, and if it's cynicism, God save me from that. So as an old man, one of my prayers is, do not let me become cynical.
Welcome to this edition of Mid-South Viewpoint. Hi, I'm Byron Tyler. We have the privilege of welcoming Bill Gaither to the Memphis area. Actually, he's coming to Jackson, Tennessee on September 9th for a concert at the Carl Perkins Civic Center. Bill joins us by phone right now. Hey, Bill, welcome to Bot Radio Network. How are you doing?
Byron, I'm doing great, and we're looking forward to coming to, would you call that West Tennessee?
That would be called West Tennessee, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, that's a long state, because we perform a lot in the Knoxville area, in East Tennessee. Those folks look clear across, and they're not really sure you're even part of Tennessee. You're so far over there.
Well, let me tell you something, Bill. Now, those are fighting words there. Now, yeah. We on the West, and we probably have some of the biggest Bill Gaither fans in West Tennessee. How about that?
Oh, that's great. That's great. And we're looking forward to coming there. Plus, how close are you to the Kentucky line?
Well, of course, we're on the opposite end, you know, the Kentucky line. If you drive toward Nashville, 4 hours, about 4.5 hours, I guess, to the Kentucky line.
Oh, okay. How close are you to Missouri?
About the same, yeah, about the same.
Well, we've never been in Jackson before, and we are looking forward to being there. We have sung in about every place in the whole country. And for some reason, we've sung in Memphis and Nashville, but we've never stopped in Jackson. So we're looking forward to this.
Well, I know our Jackson audience is going to look forward to it. Not just Jackson, of course, here on Bot Radio on AM 640 and FM 100.7. We're reaching into an 8-state radius right now. So, you know, we might have some listeners in Monroe, Louisiana, Bill, that want to drive up and come to the concert in Jackson. You never know.
I hope they do. And they'll love the current group, Reggie Smith. A good Mississippi boy, singing verse tenor. A lot of folks known him from the homecoming videos. And then Adam Crabb, a good Kentucky boy.
I love Adam Crabb. We've had a chance to visit on a couple of occasions. He's been in town, and we follow each other on social media, and he'll comment on my post, and I comment on his post. So always, always love to hear Adam sing.
He's a sweet man. He sings with so much heart. In fact, all those Crabb kids sing with so much heart. And so he's our lead singer. And then Wes Hampton, what a sweetheart, from Birmingham. And I don't think I've ever heard a more beautiful, I say, Wes, that voice is like butter, golden butter.
Yeah.
And then Todd Suttles has added such a new dimension to the group. We're excited about coming.
Todd can hit some notes. His range is incredible.
He really is. When we were looking at the possibility, I said, "How low do you go?" And so, and we were just looking for a good singer, and he is a great singer who also happens to have some low notes if you need them.
And of course, you are a bass singer, so
well, that's a very relative term.
Yeah.
Talking with me, there were some days I had some pretty good bass notes, but. If there's any heavy hitting to be done on the concerts, I look at Todd and say, okay, Todd, it's your turn. Go take it. Let's do it. Okay.
He takes it downtown for you.
Yeah, he really does.
Hey, when you travel, Bill, which I know you do a lot over the years, do you have a daily routine that no matter where you are on the road, that there's certain things that you're going to make sure you get done that day, besides eating?
Yeah, well, of course, eating is always primary. And the Keurig cup of coffee in the morning, I don't know who invented that machine, but I love it because when they used to boil coffee, I always loved the first cup and maybe the second cup out of the pitcher. But when it got down to third and fourth and fifth cup, I always lost interest in the coffee. And the great thing about this, I'm probably mispronouncing it, the Keurig or whatever.
A Keurig?
Keurig, okay. Every cup is the first cup, so we start with that. And then we have various devotional books on right now. It's a year with Bonhoeffer. What a great theologian during the years of Hitler in Germany, and how he survived all that. Well, he didn't survive. Funny, they assassinated him, but a great believer and you know, and a great warrior of the faith. So, or we'll go through a year with C.S. Lewis, you know, some kind of daily devotional thing. Sometimes it triggers a good discussion. Sometimes it's just a matter of prayer. And then the guys, they're all physical fitness nuts. Sooner or later, they'll find a YMCA or if we're at a college, an athletic center where, good Lord, they're out there sweating and building up those muscles. And I kind of say, God bless them. Well, I walk. So I walk, and while I'm walking, I say, God bless them while they're out there really sweating, doing the hard work. So.
Well, it's good you walk. You look great, Bill. Kept yourself in shape. You've got to have some amount of exercise to keep that good old heart pumping. Hey, I read somewhere this morning, I was having breakfast at Chick-fil-A, and I was just looking through some stuff as I was thinking about our time together, and I read somewhere where the 2017 Miss North Carolina has a desire to join the Gaither Concert on Stage sometime. Do you have a connection with her or somebody that she knows?
Okay, now what's her name?
She's the 2017 Miss North Carolina competing for the Miss America competition.
You know what? And I think I know who you're talking about, and I think she's been on our stage before. She's a good singer and a sweet girl, but I think she's already been there. And yeah, she's a wonderful talent. So that, you know, that's pretty good. Yeah.
I guess, you know, for you, as you've been in the business so long, when you see new talent, you connect with, you bring them on stage, take them on tour. You've given so many over the years their start. We talked about Sandy Patty and others in the past.
Well, you know, I get more credit than probably what I deserve, but I can remember the trio started back in the '60s, and we did the rounds. We were in Birmingham and you know, Nashville and Atlanta and St. Louis and L.A. and all the place. And so I finally said, we need a little help here. So I can remember the first guy we brought in was Don Francisco. And he had just written the song, he's alive, and I'm forgiven, heaven's gates are open wide. And so we had him as kind of just an extra special guest. And the next one was Sandy Patty. And then Sandy was with us probably about 4, 5, 6 years. And then a kid named Carmen came with us, and Mark Lowry and Michael English and Steve Green. Larnell was with us a couple, 3 years. Of course, his career was already going by the time he came with us. But he was a delight. And then David Phelps. I mean, we've had a pretty good list of very talented folks.
Incredible list, Bill. Incredible list. Together, you and Gloria, your wife, have written songs that have added to worship services in churches all across America, not to mention around the world. Let's just name a few of those great gospel tunes, Bill. I'd like to have you give us a short backstory to how they became a song. So let's start with The Longer I Serve Him.
That was a testimony from my grandma Hartwell on my mother's side, and Mom Hartwell was what I would call a saint, and worked hard raising 8, 9 kids, lost a couple of kids in childbirth, and all the stray dogs and cats in the neighborhood knew where they could get a pretty good night's rest and some food if they wanted to hang around. A very generous soul, she and my grandpa. My grandpa was half Indian, and I have been told, I think it's Cherokee Indian, and so he took a lot of pride in that, and I take a lot of pride in that. You know, that's in my ancestry. But Mom was passing away, and I asked her, does it pay to serve the Lord? Especially at a time where, you know, you lost your mate, lost several of your kids, grandkids in the Vietnam War, and does it pay to serve Christ during times like this? And she looked at me in those big old brown eyes and said, Billy, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. So,
what a legacy, Bill, because he lives.
We wrote that at the end of the 60s. We found out that we were pregnant for our third baby, and you know, we look at this day and time, and times are turbulent, But times are also turbulent during the 68, 69, 70 period, too. The Vietnam War, all the anti-God stuff in the secular universities, and it looked like the devil was taking over. And we ask ourselves, who in the world would bring in a child in this kind of an environment? And the baby came. And I can remember the verse, how sweet to hold our newborn baby and feel the pride and the joy that he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance, this child can face uncertain days because Christ lives.
Oh,
because
Bill.
He lives, I can face tomorrow.
We need that song every day. Things we face in our life, valleys and the things we see on the news around the world, but in our own personal lives we're facing. But because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Okay, Something Beautiful. I love that song.
Something Beautiful.
A Monday morning in the Gaither household, Gloria and Bill were married probably only 5, 6, 7, 8 years, but we were just sitting there. Maybe 8, 9 years. We're sitting there saying, "How blessed can we be?" I mean, look at those kids playing. Look at our lives and living in a beautiful place. We still live in the same place we lived in when we taught school. So it's an old house, but it's a house full of warmth and laughter and joy. And just looked at that, and out of like expression of joy, just started writing Something Beautiful, Something Good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife. But he made something beautiful of my life. And we said, you know what? This is good. God's good.
That is so, so true. He takes sometimes the broken things and makes things beautiful out of them. But, you know, we have so much to be thankful for as you talk about those blessings that he has given us. And, of course, the...
And even the brokenness. You know, I can remember when Suzanne was just a baby, 3 or 4, and came to Gloria with a sheet of paper she'd been drawing on with tears. She was saying, "Mom, I'm sorry. I was drawing on this paper, and I was going to make you something beautiful, but I messed up." And she, you know, it's one of those deals where she had different paints, and she just finally smeared the whole thing. "I'm sorry, it's all messed up." To which Gloria said, "Honey, that's fine. Here's a brand new sheet. Let's start again and see what we can do, okay?"
Only a mom. Okay, one of my all-time favorites, Bill, is He Touched Me.
Oh, He Touched Me.
In the early days, played the piano to accompany Doug Oldham. He was a soloist and one of the early soloists in our field. Great voice, great heart, great singer. And we were at a revival meeting, and it's one of those times where God intervened, and lives were changed. Homes were put back together, and hope was put into the eyes of folks who had no hope. And we were leaving the service one night, and we said, "Thank God for His touch." We kept thinking about the word touch, you know. And Dr. Oldham, who was Doug's father and who was the preacher for the revival meeting, said, "You ought to write a song called He Touched Me." And it was through a suggestion. Songs come from all different kinds of places. But that was mainly through a suggestion of a friend because of what had happened, the evidence of what had happened with God's touch in a service.
You know, something, Bill, I remember about Doug Oldham was his smile. I mean, he could light up a whole room with that smile.
Big old guy, big old smile, and one of my best friends. What a good... That was a good period of my life.
The Better Together Tour coming to the Carl Perkins Civic Center, Jackson, Tennessee, Saturday, September the 9th. Do you remember the first time that you heard Carl Perkins sing Blue Suede Shoes?
Yeah, I do. I was not a big follower of, you know, of country or rhythm and blues or whatever it was, But I can remember the blue suede shoes thing, and then of course Elvis took it over later on. But my lands, that area has produced more talent: Jerry Lee Lewis and Perkins, and of course Elvis, and pretty amazing.
Of course, the famous Sun studio these guys recorded. Johnny Cash was another great sound from Sun. Did you ever join or have Johnny Cash join you on any of the homecoming concerts?
No, but we did several Billy Graham crusades with the vocal band, and Johnny was there, and I had a chance to get to meet him, know him, and know his love for the Lord, and getting his life turned around. And he credits his wife, June, a lot for that. And the power of the gospel through June.
You know, Bill, there's many wives that probably cry themselves to sleep at night wanting their men to change and cry out to God for a different kind of home. Maybe they're living with an alcoholic or someone who has not been the support that they need to be. And, you know, and so often God has broken through, as in the case of the Cash family, and changed the heart.
We're singing a current song that I did not write, but it's on our new project, called If You Got Pain, He's a Pain Taker. If You're Lost, He's a Waymaker. If You Need Freedom and Saving, He's a Prison Shaken Savior. If You Got Chains, He's a Chain Breaker. I would not give you a dime for a theology that did not have a transformational element in it, where it didn't have the power to break chains, because God knows we're living in a day and time where, the drug epidemic is just, the national leaders and the local prosecutors, a friend of mine, he said, man, you think in a little county in Indiana this would not be happening, but it is happening. And I thank God for science. I thank God for medicine and the various ways that people can be delivered, with that. But yeah, at the same time, I thank God for the miraculous power of the cross. We were just in the Boston area with the Wilkerson people, Dave Wilkerson. He spent his life in the inner city and kids who were hooked on drugs. So thank God he is a chain breaker, and it is still good news to the oppressed and to the captive, and we believe it.
You know, and that message, too, is such a support in times where we look at conflict and chaos, which you and I have talked about in our country in the past. Recently, the Charlottesville uprising and the racial tension that seems to linger through our country after so many years. And really, the unifier is Jesus and the cross, communicating that. Is there a song for a time like this that you think is appropriate, Bill, or what are your thoughts?
Gloria and I wrote a song that we still sing. We wrote it about 20 years ago, watching a new video that I had edited and spent a lot of time in studios. And when I got done working the studio, I said, you know what these people are doing? I said that to my engineer. They're just loving God and loving each other. Jesus said there are two commandments: love your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. So Gloria and I wrote this song. They push back from the table to listen to his words, his secret plan before he had to go. It's not complicated, the Lord said. You don't need a lot of rules. This is all you need to know: loving God, loving each other, making music with my friends, loving God, loving each other. And the story never, never ends. And you know what? This thing is not going to be solved in Washington. It's not going to be solved by new laws. It's not going to be solved with people demonstrating and yelling hate stuff to each other. It is only going to be solved. And I got to go back to the transformational element and the mystical presence of the Lord Jesus. It is only going to be solved when people totally give their lives over to the peacemaker of all times, and they understand, as the preacher said, this is not about you, this is about us and the cross and him. And when that happens, watch out, a revival is going to break out in a very special way.
And I pray for that day. Many of our listeners do too. Okay, the first line in Wikipedia, when you Google your name, says, William J. Gaither, born March 28, 1936, is an American singer and songwriter of Southern gospel and contemporary Christian music. And there's some other things it says, but that's the first line. When people think of Bill Gaither, what do you personally want to stand out about you, the man that you are?
I hope they thought I was a bridge. I hope they thought, you know, he really believed that there are more things that unite us than those that divide us. And Bill and Gloria spent their lives writing songs about, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. The family of God, to me, has always been bigger than our little petty differences that we get so hung up with. And we've written songs like that on loving God, songs like, I am loved, I can risk loving you, for the one who knows me best loves me most. So I hope they would say they were a bridge, a beautiful bridge that brought people together. And when they left, they said, that's a great family to be part of, isn't it? And like any family, we got some warts, and we got some bumps, and we got some pimples, but it's still quite a beautiful family. You show me anything any better, and if it's cynicism, God save me from that. So as an old man, one of my prayers is, do not let me become cynical. So.
That's such a great word there, Bill. Do you set personal goals and expectations for each tour? The Better Together tour that's coming to Jackson, Tennessee on Saturday, September the 9th. Do you have some personal goals and expectations for that night?
Yes. I think that we have the obligation to come in there, Jackson, rested, prayed up, our bodies built up, our energy high, because for people to take 3 hours out of their evening, maybe go eat, so be longer than that, and say, we're going to block this evening out just for these folks, then we have the responsibility of coming in and not letting that expectation be anything short of the very, very best that we can do within our limitations. You know, we're human beings. And that's a major goal for me, you know, every time we go out. Because otherwise, the alternative is to do what we did last night, sit on the front porch because the temperature was down just right, and we had a fire on our little fire pit beyond the front porch with our two good friends, Linda Randall and her husband, Michael, because they just had a video here.
Oh, Linda's been here in our studio. She's a friend of ours with Mr. Dick Bott, of course, who runs our radio network, and Linda's been here at our station. I've met Linda and her husband, too. Actually, he's a pastor in Kansas City.
Wonderful family, and they're dear, dear friends of ours. And so they recorded all day, but after they got through recording, Gloria had a meal fix. We ate out under the picnic table, and then we went on the front porch and just sat there. And I said to Michael and Linda, I said, now the biggest competition music has for me is this, just sitting on the front porch with my bride of 54 years old, and we still love each other and enjoy being together. So I don't know how I got into that, but you get me out of it, okay?
We're going to. Talking about the Gaither Vocal Band is going to be there with us Saturday night, September 9th in Jackson. Any new sounds we might hear unveiled for the first time?
Absolutely, because we're going to have our new project there that week. Now, we always have to tell folks, don't worry, we'll sing He Touched Me. We'll sing Because He Lives. We'll sing the songs that they know. But we're going to sing Chainbreaker that's on this new project there. By the way, Travis lives there in town, and he's a good friend. And he and his choir is going to be there as part of part of the evening.
Yeah, Travis does all the music for the Beth Moore seminars and conferences.
Travis is one of the sweetest young men in music today, and what a God person he is. So we're looking forward to spending time with Travis. Then I also think that our keyboard player Adam Holt is bringing down his college group from McKinsey, Tennessee, up there. So
we've got Charlotte Ritchie, Gene McDonald, Kevin Williams, Greg Ritchie, Matthew Holt, and Kevin Moore are going to join you and the Gaither Vocal Band.
Yeah, we got a big group.
Bill, what's the best way to stay connected to you, your music, and future concert dates?
Probably with the website, Gaither Music. So that's the best way. And tell everybody to watch the new video. It'll be released this evening at 6 o'clock.
And how's the Gaither TV going?
Going great. Going great. We have so many programs that are being streamed all the time on television. So it's pretty amazing. Last I heard, we were having about 800,000 hits a day.
Isn't the technology incredible?
It really is. Technology is always a mixture of good and bad, but I think for the most part, it's very, very good.
I guess when you started, you were putting reel-to-reels on machines.
Absolutely.
Well, don't forget, friends, the Bill Gaither and the Gaither Vocal Band are coming to our area, Jackson, Tennessee, at the Carl Perkins Civic Center on Saturday, September 9th, 6 p.m. Doors open at 5 o'clock. It's a great time to come out with the family and your groups. Groups of 10 plus can receive a free ticket. If you've got over 10 in your group, you can charge by phone by calling 1-855-484-1991. Or you can visit the Civic Center box office there in Jackson. If you want more information about anything we've been talking about for Better Together Tour Concert coming to Jackson, call 731-425-8587. Bill, you are one of my most favorite people to interview, and I appreciate you so much.
You're very kind, Byron, and thanks for your time.
Well, friends, that's all the time we have on this edition of Mid-South Viewpoint. Thanks for stopping by. I'm Byron Tyler. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.